Both presidential tickets have money rolling in from their supporters. And this election year, we're profiling some of the people who are writing the biggest checks, the million-dollar donors. This morning, we meet one who's backing the incumbent president. Her name is Amy Goldman. She's best known as the author of lavish books about heirloom tomatoes, squash, and melons. Well, now Goldman is trying to cultivate a second term for President Obama. Goldman wrote a check for $1 million to a pro-Obama super PAC and gave another million to the political arm of Planned Parenthood. NPR's Joel Rose has this profile.
You don't get to be one of the world's preeminent fruit and vegetable gardeners by accident. On a recent summer morning, Amy Goldman was out in the garden early, pollinating heirloom melon plants by hand.
The night before, what we do is we identify the male blossoms that are about to open, so then we clip it.
Goldman grows hundreds of rare and exotic varieties of melons, tomatoes, squash, beans, peppers, and more on her farm in Rhinebeck, New York, about a two-hour drive north of Manhattan.
I am a seed saver and collector, and I'm trying to preserve oldies but goodies.
Goldman also documents her heirloom crops in illustrated coffee table books that take years to research and write.
And producing.
From the garden, it's a half mile uphill to the main house. Goldman drives a motorized cart past acres of woods, gently sloping pasture for cows, chickens, and geese, up to an 18th century farmhouse that she's restored and expanded. If Amy Goldman has an eye for real estate, she might have inherited it from her father. Saul Goldman and his partner built a New York City real estate empire that was estimated to be worth $1 billion when he died in the 1980s. Amy Goldman never had much interest in the family business or, until recently, in politics.
I couldn't stand by and do nothing. I just felt like it was time for me to step up to the plate to try to educate voters about the real issues.
The preeminent issue for Goldman is women's reproductive rights. She says her mother, Lillian, was a patient of Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. Amy Goldman has given money to the organization before, but really stepped up her giving in this election cycle.
I feel like we're at a pivotal point in American history, a turning point, really, from a women's health and rights perspective. You know, I'm really, really concerned about the direction this country could take were Mitt Romney to be elected.
Goldman gave $1 million to Priorities USA Action, the super PAC that's trying to reelect President Obama. She's also given $1 million to the super PAC Planned Parenthood Votes, which helped to air this TV ad in crucial swing state markets in Iowa, Florida, and Virginia.
When Mitt Romney says,
Planned Parenthood, we're going to get rid of that.
Romney is saying he'll deny women the birth control and cancer screenings they depend on.
Don Legans is the vice president of the Planned Parenthood Action Fund, which is responsible for the ad. She says Amy Goldman is the kind of donor who wants results, not attention.
She is not self-aggrandizing. She'll probably be embarrassed that people are being asked to talk about her because she does not seek that kind of limelight.
Indeed, Goldman tries to downplay the size of her gifts. They are, she says, small change compared to what some big Republican donors like the Koch brothers will likely spend in an effort to elect Mitt Romney. But some wealthy Democrats have been slow to write seven-figure checks to help President Obama. Jonathan Soros, son of billionaire financier George Soros, says not giving is the only way to reduce the influence of money in politics.
Right now you have a system where both parties are sort of equally beholden to large contributions and independent expenditures. And until candidates and politicians realize that there's actually a political cost to maintaining the status quo, we're not going to be able to change anything.
A few weeks ago, Soros announced he was giving money instead to a new super PAC that plans to spend money in congressional races with the hope of someday undoing the Supreme Court's decision in the Citizens United case, which opened the door for more money in politics. Amy Goldman also thinks Citizens United should be overturned, but Goldman says she's a realist.
We haven't been able to turn back Citizens United. We have to cope with the new reality. At least to my mind, the two super PACs I've donated to can be an enormous force for good. I see it as a public education campaign.
And if her contributions happen to drive women away from Mitt Romney and toward Barack Obama, Amy Goldman won't mind that either. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
And to learn more about our series on million-dollar donors, you can visit our website, npr.org. And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.